Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today you will hear a pre-recorded interview with Rick Heller. He is a worship leader and an author, and we're going to talk about his book that just came out and all about how he came to know Yeshua, his Messiah. Stay with me, and I'll be right back. That is the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel, and this is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, now open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4, and Fridays by appointment only. You can call the office at 585-288-0670. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. And now here's a new song from Paul Wilbur, The Battle Is Yours.
From the struggle there will come triumph. You are strong in my weakness. Out of pain I see rejoicing. Out of brokenness, for you rise out of brokenness. I will dance in the midst of the fire. I will sing in the eye of a storm. I will shout, you are faithful forever. The victory's mine, 'cause the battle is yours. You are faithful forever.
victory is mine, 'cause the battle is yours. I will dance in the midst of the fight. I will sing in the eye of the storm. I will shout, you are faithful forever. The victory is mine, 'cause the battle is yours. The victory is mine, 'cause the battle is yours.
Shalom, this is Paul Wilbur, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They've been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013, with state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment. They work to determine if they are what you need to get your life back. If you'd like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call today at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester, now located at 749 East Henrietta Road. Check them out online at uccroc.com. As Passover draws to a close, let us always remember Yeshua, the pure, unblemished Lamb, whose blood keeps us from eternal death. Here is Liberated Wailing Wall.
Before creation, before the world began, from earth's foundation, Yeshua the Lamb. All were transgressors among the children of man, one intercessor, Yeshua the Lamb.
Oh, Yeshua, I love you. I worship
the nail prints in your hands, the fire.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay tuned for an interview with Rick Keller. In the meantime, enjoy this fabulous song with Becca Shea.
I'll take my seat right on up there, 'cause nothing compares, and I believe that I am an heir. It's time to declare that you're my guy, and I'm so blessed. I've been predestined, and I am your most prized possession. So draw me closer, I wanna be real close. Ruach HaKodesh, take over, let your glory overflow. Mashiach, Holy One of Israel, Yeshua, you'll call me your own, hallelujah. Baruch haba b'shem Yahweh Adonai, my El Shaddai. All my faith is set. My heart is pumping. I know you're coming. How do I make much of the time? I'll keep on pressing. I got my mind set on your presence. So draw me closer. I wanna be real close. Ruach HaKodesh, take over. Let your glory overflow. Mashiach. Oh, 'cause you're coming for your bride on wings of grace and mercy. Come soon and find us worthy. Mashiach, Holy One of Israel, Yeshua, you've called me your own, hallelujah. Baruch haba b'shem Yahweh Adonai, my El Shaddai.
That was a really fun song from Becca Shea. And next up, I don't know how I missed this last week for my Passover show, Sue Samuel has a great song about deliverance. And we know that we were slaves in Egypt, but we were set free. We were delivered. And when we accept Yeshua, we are delivered from sin and the bondage of sin. So here is Deliverance, Sue Samuel.
His name will be praised. once were rejected, now we're received. We once were rebellious, now we're redeemed. We once were resistant, now we rejoice. Listening for the sound of his voice.
Shalom, this is Sue Samuel, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. One of the reasons why I love being on the air is the opportunity to share fabulous Messianic music with you and to talk about Yeshua the Messiah. What excitement to discover that Yeshua is the Messiah! I remember looking at the New Testament for the first time, and I thought it was going to be anti-Semitic. I was so surprised to learn that the disciples were Jewish, that the Last Supper was a Passover Seder. And I learned about wonderful scriptures right in my Jewish Bible. For example, Isaiah 53. Here's a great song written by Mark Chopinski, sung beautifully by Jonathan Zittel.
To draw us to him. He was despised and we did not care. Like sheep, we have all gone astray. And each of us has turned to his own way. Was oppressed and afflicted, but did not say a word. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, like a sheep that before its shearers is dumb, so he bridled his own
Yeah. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
אל ארצי, אני את ליבי, אהובה שלי. רק עכשיו, בלי תוכניות ודמיונות, בלי עבר וצלקות אליה, אליה, אליה. Find rest for my soul. Where shall I go? Searching for my land, the longing of my heart, my love ever grows. Here and now, running forward to the past, to you, with everything I have, to you, to you, to you.
I wanted to share this new song with you. It's called Home, and it was written by Joshua Aaron and Yair Levi, and Yair produced the song, and it's truly beautiful, so I hope that you enjoyed that. Here's Blessed Be the Lord God with Joel Chernoff.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Hey! Who alone does wonderful things? Who alone does wonderful things? Who alone does wonderful things?
the God of Israel. Blessed be his glorious name. Blessed be his glorious name, his holy name. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be his glorious name. Blessed be his glorious name, his holy name. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Who alone does wonderful things? Who alone does wonderful things? Who alone does wonderful things? Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Let the whole earth be filled. Let the whole earth be filled.
Hey! The whole earth is filled. And now here's my interview with Rick Heller. Enjoy, darling. Enjoy.
Rabbi Rick Heller, I am pleased to welcome you to Bagels and Blessings.
Oh, thank you. I am so thrilled to be here with you.
Well, it's exciting, you know, just when I think I've met everyone in the entire Messianic movement, then I find out, hey, there's somebody else. So, you know, I know. I haven't met everyone yet. So, Rick, inquiring minds would love to know about your childhood. Were you raised in a typical Jewish home?
No, as a matter of fact, there was, at that time, my family had no idea about being Jewish, so I was raised in a typical Christian home, or nominally Christian home. It wasn't, you know, they were like, they would go to services like on maybe Easter and Christmas, you know, things of that nature. But, and for a while, they had, when I was very little, they had me in Sunday school every week. And that's when I had my first encounter with the Lord.
Ah, that was my next question. Tell me about that.
I was all of 7 years old, and we all were taking turns reading Bible passages. You know, we would have to stand up and read our passage. My passage was John 3:16. Is the one I was given.
Oh.
And that, when I stood up and I was reading it, I had, like, the best way I can describe it is a vision. I was looking through the eyes of God down at the world, the earth, from up in orbit, and feeling his love for this world, for our people. And later, when I tried telling my family about it, of course, they thought I was a little overacted with imagination, you know. They didn't really, but at the feeling of that, and at the feeling that touch of his love stayed with me and actually made me seek him out in later years. I didn't really become a follower of then Jesus, who we know as Yeshua, our Messiah, until I was about 17, 18 years old.
And what happened then?
My life, oh goodness. Well, my life was in a mess emotionally. I guess hormones and, you know, various other challenges teenagers face. And I had a friend named Ed. Ed was a great guy, but for a long time, he had gotten into the drug culture. He was always strung out on something. And then that suddenly changed. And he suddenly gave it all up. He didn't do any more. But Ed and I were close friends. We lived about a block away from each other. And usually after school, we would go play pool in his basement. So I asked him, when I was going through a time of turmoil, I said, man, what is with you? I mean, here I am. I'm emotionally all over the place. You know, I feel like I'm going to explode, and you're there so peaceful and calm. And he was stood there leaning on his pool cue and said, it's Jesus, man. that night, my parents had gone down to Florida for a vacation. You know, they left me well stocked, but and I was pretty independent. I could drive. But they that night, I went home and probably spent an hour and a half having it out one-to-one with God, yelling, screaming, whatever, until I finally surrendered.
Oh, my. My goodness.
And when I did, it was, I couldn't believe it. The change, it was the way Ed described it later. When he saw me before that, it was like I had this volcano seething inside. Next thing you know, I'm full of peace and joy. I had a label maker, and I couldn't help but making a bunch of those stick-on labels saying, "Praise the Lord, Jesus loves you," and sticking on everything.
Wow.
And then I suddenly had this hunger to read the Word. They gave me a Good News for Modern Man at the time, and I essentially devoured that book. And I would go to Bible studies with my friends on Wednesday night, and then on Sunday we'd go to his church in the morning, and then to the evening service as well. I just could not get enough of God, couldn't get enough of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the only thing that happened. One thing that really surprised me, because at the time I became saved, and that's really when I became saved. I wasn't really very aware, hardly, that Israel even existed. And it wasn't just an ancient nation where Jesus lived, but it was a real, live entity. And suddenly, out of the blue, I found him a Zionist. He changed my nature. He changed my heart. Suddenly, I became so in love with Israel and Jesus, who I now know as Yeshua, and his Jewishness. That it has been a guidepost of my life ever since.
Wow, Rabbi Rick, when did you first meet Jewish people that believed that Jesus is a Messiah?
That wasn't until later when I was in the Navy.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I was in the Navy, and I had a close friend who was a Jewish believer, and he invited me to come to his congregation. When I went there, I knew I was home. I could not, even though I didn't understand the language or really the order of service or anything, sort of sit in the back and take, sit in the back, get the blessing and run. But I couldn't go anywhere else. The Holy Spirit inside me told me I had to go there. I couldn't go anywhere else. And from then and later, a couple of years later, while I was in the Navy yet, I met my wonderful, gorgeous, beautiful wife, Sherry, who was born and raised in Brooklyn, and she is also a Messianic Jewish. I've been part of the Messianic movement for, I guess, now about 42 years.
Wow. Now, in the beginning of the conversation, you mentioned finding out about Jewish roots. Tell me about that.
Oh, okay. Well, two different ways I found out. One was that we were, for a long time, we attended Beth Yeshua in Philadelphia with Rabbi David Chernoff and his whole family. His mother was terrific, and his dad, and the whole Chernoff family is incredibly talented and blessed.
Oh, yes.
But Sherry came, this was on a Saturday, Sherry came back from a women's Bible study that Johanna had led, Johanna Chernoff.
Mm-hmm.
And she came back all excited. She was so excited because she said, "Oh, yay, we're going to know what tribe we're from. Eventually God's going to let us know what tribe we're from." And at that time, still, I had no inkling of, I mean, I know I was a Zionist and I loved Israel, but I had no inkling that I had Jewish heritage. But do you know that special type of prayer that you pray? It's not with your words. It's not with your mouth. It's just a cry from the heart that goes straight up to the throne room of God.
Sure.
I had that, and because part of me cried out to God, "What about me?" And just as instantly, he answered back with a reply that it just brought me to my knees. And it was definitely his voice speaking. He said, "You're of Judah." I said, "Wow."
Praise God.
So that's, yes. And now later years down here in Florida, I did go ahead and get the genetic testing done as well. And that came out positive on both sides, mother and father.
Wow. Mazel tov. Yeah. Mazel tov.
Thank you. And you know, and my nephew, later on, a couple of years later, you know, when I told my family about this, my mother, who said, "Oh, yay, I'm a Jewish grandmother." My nephew, Tommy, got curious. He said, "You know, I've always felt like I was Jewish somehow, but I didn't know how." He had his own testing done and came back with basically the same results.
Fantastic. And so you lead a congregation in Florida?
I do. It's called Simchat Adonai, Joy of the Lord.
And where is it, and when do you meet?
Okay, we meet on Wednesday nights. It's in my home. We're a fledgling fellowship. Right now, we meet on Zoom every Wednesday night. And we have people from all over, people from Florida, people from Minnesota and Philadelphia that join us on Wednesday nights. And we just absolutely love it. We'd start off with praise and worship, and then we go into a time of teaching, a message, which the Lord blesses me with. And then afterwards, we go around and we actually pray for each other's needs. Everybody has a chance to share what's on their hearts, and one or more of us will pray for that person, and it's until everybody is taken care of. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We open with the Shema always. And we close with the Aaronic benediction.
I love it. How would someone find out information if they wanted to join?
Okay. I will. Yeah, I know you know Goldie Wim.
Yes.
Yes. I will have Goldie put you on our Zoom connection, so you'll get a regular invitation to come join us.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Excellent. Now, what really interests me, besides everything else you've said, is that you have recently written a book, and I want to know all about it, how you were inspired to write it, if you've written other books, and where we can buy it, and anything else you want to share.
Okay, thank you. This is my very first book. I did not set out to write a book. But I've been leading this congregation now for about 3 years. And the Lord put it on my heart one time, try something a little bit different when I was writing the message, praying and writing the message, where I wrapped a scripture around a story, showing the interplay between the scripture and regular, everyday people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my congregation was stunned. They said, "Wow, where'd this come from?" And so then for the next year or so, I kept doing this. And they tell me, "You've got to put this in a book. You have to write this. You have to put this in a book so other people can hear this." So that's what we did. We got a hold of a wonderful copy editor, extremely talented woman named, what's that? Believer. Her name is Cynthia Thomas, and she does a lot of work for congregations in the Messianic movement. And she's actually the one who constructed my website for me.
Great.
So
what's the name of your book? I'm sorry to interrupt. The name?
Oh, the name of my book is Love Stories from Messiah.
I love it.
It's a collection of 31 stories, and it's set across time and distance or space, and people in different areas and walks of life. And each story is intended to reflect a little bit more of Yeshua's heart for us, God the Father's heart for us. And you know, so it's always intended to bring comfort and healing and arousing people a hunger to know this Messiah more, to know this God of Israel, and to know that He's real, to know that He actually loves us. And I was really doing this. I was inspired by Yeshua. Because not only to do it and to get the stories which he gives me each week, but also, you know, if you look at a lot of his teaching, he always taught in parables, short stories that people could understand and take away with them. They could grasp it, and that's really what I'm doing with these stories. Mine are a little bit longer. He's a much better storyteller.
Aww.
But I'm so grateful, and you know, how do I say this? When I'm sitting there at my computer writing, you know, I've got my Bible on the computer, on my iPhone. I've got the Moody Bible Commentary, a lot of things. But when I'm doing this, when I spend this time alone with the Lord, it's a special time of worship for me. So when I write each story, I'm worshiping the Lord.
May I suggest that perhaps you're able to write about love because you've experienced so much love from God in your life?
Yes, definitely. Definitely so. I'm so grateful and thrilled to time and again, week after week, you know, fall in love with God all over again.
Now, how can people get a copy of your book?
Ah, thank you. My book is now available in Kindle version and in a soft cover or paperback on Amazon.com. Or they can go to my website, which is www.rickhellerministries.com, and there's if you go there, it'll give you a better look at what's happening with these stories, each one, and a link to take you right to Amazon to get the book.
Fantastic.
Also, my book is, even today, being uploaded to Barnes & Noble as well.
That is so exciting. Have you gotten a lot of positive feedback so far?
Oh, tremendous. Tremendous. My Facebook Messenger is loaded with wonderful, wow, even people who, friends of my colleagues, because I worked for many years as an RN, and mostly in hospice, friend of mine, a colleague said, I got this, I'm not surprised that you wrote this book, I can't wait to read it. You really are a true disciple for the Lord. I said, wow.
Well, I'm really excited about it. It's on my list now. So if I don't get it as a present, I'm going to buy it for myself.
I'll tell you what. If you send me your information, I have some books coming. I would be honored to be able to send you a copy.
Ooh, wow! Maybe an extra copy for a giveaway on the radio. How about that?
Okay. Oh, that's even better.
Oh goodness, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited for a couple of reasons, because I love Yeshua and I love reading about love. And I love reading about everyday people experiencing miracles. And you know, I believe that God's love is all around us. We need to just open our eyes and look, because He's right there and He shows Himself in people and other situations that we encounter. And it sounds to me like, you know, I haven't looked at it yet, but it sounds like you've just used, you know, everyday experiences that we go through to show messages of love. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that is wonderful.
You, I can't wait for you to read it. It's a so as soon as the books that I ordered arrive, I'll be more. I will send you two. So one for you and one to give away.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Oh my goodness. So.
Oh, let me tell you, the cover design for this book.
Yes.
Was done by my beautiful, talented, and wonderful wife, Sherry.
Aw. Well, she sounds amazing.
It's just a blessing all the way through. She has personally read every story and provided valuable input to me to help me clarify what I want to say. So message after message, there's 31 stories in this book.
Mm. Fantastic. And probably this is just the beginning, Rabbi Rick. You're probably going to go on to write more books. I'm just saying. I'm not a prophet, but I'm just saying.
Oh, you're right. I actually have all the material set aside right now for volume 2.
There you go.
And starting on building up the material for volume 3. So once we get volume 1 launched, really launched and out there, then we will be thrilled to present volume 2.
Excellent.
And then volume 3.
Well, Rabbi Rick, before we conclude our interview together, is there anything you'd like us to be praying for you or your family or your ministry?
Yes, as a matter of fact, for the Lord to increase our ability to reach others even during a time of pandemic.
Mm.
We have so many Jewish friends, that we are reaching out to, and we just want their hearts to be softened. We want them to listen. They may not come to a service, but they might read my book.
Yes.
And so we want to bring them into the kingdom, bring them to life, bring them to Yeshua.
Mm. Wow. Amen, amen. That does raise a question. Someone that is against Jesus, for Jews, and someone who's been kind of hostile about anything to do with the New Testament, how would someone like that feel about your book? Are you saying that your book is written in a gentle way that even a non-believer who's been anti-Messiah would actually enjoy it and find something that they could like about it?
Yeah, matter of fact, yes. I believe even somebody who's a non-believer, somebody who's not a friend of Jews for Jesus, can still find common threads in these stories, because we all share the same humanity. We have the same hunger in our hearts. Nothing will be stable. Nothing will be satisfactory. Nothing will be enough until we find our place in God, that we know that He exists, know that He loves us, and that we matter to Him.
Mm, amen, amen. Well, I'm excited to read it, and I'm excited that other people are going to find out about it through Bagels and Blessings and through social media. And I pray God's blessing on you and your family and your ministry. And thank you so much for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was such a blessing to appear on your show. That I'm so happy. I was thrilled when I got your invitation.
Well, I look forward to talking to you as more books come out. So now you're on my list.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Well, thank you again. Shalom for now.
Shalom.
Thank you.
That was my interview with Rick Heller. And next up, here's Ray Chernoff with Forgiven.
I could see it in your eyes. You've been taken by surprise. You'll be forgiven. It is something from inside. From the Lord you'll never hide. You'll be forgiven. He's in every step you take.
Like that song, Forgiven. You know, it says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, forgive us our sins, and purify us from all unrighteousness. Yes, so you are forgiven. That's the great thing about our Lord. His mercies are new every morning, and sometimes we are our own worst critics. You know, we make mistakes, we mess up, we slip up, and we're so mad at ourselves. But you know, you just kind of brush off the dust and you just start over and you try again. You confess it to the Lord and you repent if you did something wrong, if you've sinned, and you try again. His mercies are new every morning, and God gives us another chance. We have another chance to get it right. So yes, if you confess your sins, you are forgiven. This is Ethel Chadwick, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Speaking of blessings, may you be blessed as you hear this beautiful song from Marty Goetz and his daughter Misha.
Panavalecha vikunecha Yisadonai Panavalecha Viyasem lecha
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.
Thank you.